everyone. Welcome to FinSights from the FinLabs, your podcast for the latest innovation and transformation from our Synchron FinLabs experts. I'm your host, Joyce Pogge, Senior Associate of Marketing at Synchron New York. In this series, we typically delve into a range of tech topics in conversation with industry leaders. Today, we're bringing you an episode on applying data science to solve real-world problems. Joining me today as our special guest is Anantha Sharma, Synchron's Director of Innovations in Data Science in her Charlotte, North Carolina office. Anantha has been a part of the FinLabs team and has contributed to several award-winning Synchron Accelerator programs. Thank you for joining me, Anantha.
Thank you for having me, Joyce.
This podcast will explore different types of use cases within the financial services industry and beyond, for which various data science models and proofs of concept can be developed into valuable tools and solutions for dealing with real-life business issues. These are all discussed from the Synchron perspective. The goal is typically to enable businesses to solve their everyday challenges. These may include things like tackling projects, as well as labor and time-intensive tasks in less time and with less effort, increasing operating and process efficiencies, reimagining mundane processes, extracting key business insights and business intelligence that can then be leveraged toward better decisions, and then, of course, reducing operating costs. We've put the spotlight today on Anantha because he and his A team of six young, enthusiastic data scientists recently won the U.S. FinTech Awards 2021 in the category of Team of the Year. This award recognized Anantha as the mentor and teacher of this global team, which sets its sights on solving thorny problems for our financial services industry clients. First of all, congratulations to you and the A-team.
Thank you, Joyce.
Maybe we can start today with you briefly describing why you originally assembled the Synchron A-team in 2018 and how these young data scientists actually came to Synchron.
We created the A-team to address very specific needs that were emerging from our clients. These were very specific problem sets that affected their businesses in unique ways, which they couldn't either interpret fully as to what was causing the problem, or they knew the problem, but the solution was elusive. They couldn't actually find a solution to address these problems. And that's the kind of situations that we get involved in, that we get called upon to build novel solutions that would address some key critical and crucial business issues. And that is the main entry point, so to speak, for our team. And given most of our clients are banks and financial institutions, it's important for us to be very keenly aware of their privacy and data security requirements. And all of our accelerator solutions are actually built around data security and privacy as a central theme, so that our solutions can be easily integrated within the bank without too much of a hassle to our clients as well.
You have a lot of young data scientists on your team, and obviously senior level talent brings something to a team that you can't get elsewhere, right? Their experience is unmatched. But do you think that, you know, fresh out of school data scientists bring something to a team or an organization that maybe veterans of the industry don't to the same degree?
It's not so cut and dry, I would say, for this. It's just that the freshers or folks, the younger data scientists are in the team, they bring in that zeal, you know, they want to prove themselves. And in doing so, we end up touching upon new areas or new ways to solve a given problem. And that with the fact that they're just out of college or just starting their careers, which means that they're much more up to date with the current happenings in the data science domain. So they're more aware of what more recent models are, what more recent techniques that are available in addressing problems. So that really helps us get things done faster and better. Of course, there is still that knowledge gap that comes through, and we bridge that by working with our consulting division, where we have expert business analysts and domain experts who will be able to give us that missing piece of the puzzle, so to speak. and make sure that the team has a much more holistic view and approach toward the problem.
Well, that's great. Well, it sounds like you have a really nice balance on your team, which is always important.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
So what types of real world problems are you and your A team hearing from financial services industry businesses that they need help with? And we do have a tech focused audience, so you can, if you are able to, elaborate on some of the model specs as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the problems that we have addressed so far is to do with simplifying or streamlining the automation or building automation around techniques or tools that didn't, or rather weren't automated already, or speeding up processing of certain activities and reducing that human intervention in certain aspects, and only keeping humans more as advisors or supervisors rather than the people who do the heavy lifting of the operation. Some of the work that we have done includes, we actually ended up rewriting one model for one of our clients, one of the banks in Charlotte, where it was a credit decisioning model where the system would predict, rather it was a credit delinquency model where it was trying to predict if a person would actually default on their loans, if actually issued on a specific date. That model it was processing about 200 million or so loan records, and it used to take about 40 hours to run in their native form. And we were given the challenge of streamlining and improving this, and we ended up rewriting that model in Python. We did do some data engineering improvements and modeling improvements. We used the exact same technique that was the model used in SAS. And overall, the rewrite of the model actually gave us a runtime of 15 minutes. So we went down from 40 hours to 15 minutes.
Wow.
Where the model was able to produce the same results, but much, much, much lesser turnaround on that. So this is one example of the kind of work we have done. We've done a lot of work in NLP and signal processing, image processing, and so on. So such stories exist in other domains as well.
Well, that's certainly an impressive turnaround, you know, from 40 hours to 15 minutes. So is there a common thread to these problems? I know you mentioned it a little bit, but, you know, are there challenges related to parsing data or figuring out how to be more efficient or seeking ways to deal with voluminous incoming structured or unstructured data or something like better leveraging mobile users' needs?
Yeah, the common thread is mainly automation, automation of managing and processing data, and automation of the actual processes that needs to be applied on it. So it could be a mathematical formula or a specific model that needs to be applied on it in order to achieve a certain goal. So there are inefficiencies that may exist in such in the existing system. We go and try and understand what those inefficiencies are, then go back to the drawing board, understand the data itself, and figure out what process is currently running and what the process should ideally be, and then build a solution that will cater to the target goal. And that way, we're able to improve things by a great deal. An example of this would be an NLP-based solution that we built, which kind of looks through law documents or legal documents, tries and understands the content of that document, and becomes sort of a Q&A system in the end, where it's almost as if you feed a document to the system and you can ask questions to the document, so to speak. And it kind of reduces the amount of workload a person has to go through. If you take a simple example of an FDIC regulation document, which is about 450 pages long, and going through that entire document and remembering every bit of content in there is obviously going to be difficult. You can do sort of search through the document and stuff, but that also has a whole bunch of limitations. Our solution kind of brings the best of both worlds, where you can just feed in the document. It will take a couple of minutes to go through that document and understand its content. And then you can ask it a question to say, what is a suspicious activity report? Or when should I raise a suspicious activity report and stuff? And this is the our engine would go into that document, read and understand what concepts are present in there, and then come back with a response. So that a person wouldn't actually have to spend a lot of their time reading the whole document. Rather than that, they can just focus on specific questions that they're interested in. So this is one such solution that was built on top of NLP, which makes life easier for the end users. And these are the kind of solutions that we end up building. We understand the processes that are involved in reading the document. There is a domain that comes in because legal documents generally don't use regular, you know, spoken English. It's legalese.
Right.
And so we had to build that domain-specific interpretation of these of the content. And that is what the system is able to kind of simplify and present it back to the user. And user's question may be legally specific or outside of it, and the system is still able to find the responses back to the user.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, you know, what do you see as really driving the current financial services industry's problems for which they're seeking solutions? You know, obviously COVID-19 has played a role as it has pretty much across all industries. But aside from that, is it something like the emergence of new technologies, new fintech competitors siphoning away customers with digital first apps, the desire to be more competitive, anything like that?
Yeah, it's a combination of these things. COVID-19 obviously accelerated some of these changes that the banks were going through, and the whole industry as such was going through. The competition or the challenges that are being brought forward by the fintech companies is putting banks under much more stress and pressure to hold on to their existing clientele and not lose out on some of those interactions and transactions that their customers would do. It could be things like loan issuance or a simple activity as card issuance, because there are so many companies that now issue cards which function pretty much like a bank. So there is potential for the bank to get involved in all of these things, and they're working closely, working very hard to get in there. And we help banks in such situations too. But we actually recently built an accelerator that does data extraction from documents. This was kind of an outcome of the passing of the CARES Act, which requires banks to process PPP and SBA loans to their end customers. And what the act basically did is it increased the amount of people applying for these loans, companies that were applying for these loans, which meant that the banks needed to figure out a way to processing these high volumes of data that was coming through. So it wasn't just data extraction from a document, it was also data extraction from evidences that were submitted as part of those documentation. So what we ended up building is an accelerator. We call it Recon AI Sense. It's a play on words with reconnaissance or yes. Recon.ai. So it is able to go through these PPP, SBA, and other types of documents and extract data really, really quickly and then present it back to the various different systems that the bank would have processing these. Our tests have given us a very positive view because we are able to process about 200,000 odd documents in a 24-hour period, which is quite a lot, given the complexities that are involved in the document. And as our accelerators are designed to be enterprise-ready and enterprise-friendly, you can easily scale this up with more machines, more powerful machines in the midst. And that way, you will be able to even increase that number, the 200,000 number, to a much, much larger one. This way, the banks are able to kind of keep track or be able to address the client requirements that are coming through. So that is one accelerator that we had built to address this. We also have done a lot of work around agent-based modeling, where a bank or a financial institution can sort of predict how a new service or product will go over with a specific demographic. Our models are based on econometric data and a general populace, where we can sort of determine how end users would react to introduction of a new product. Let's say a family with two children and a household income of, let's say, $100,000 or something. So that's a demographic category, and we will be able to predict how the ABM actually helps predicting how they would react to that product. So are they interested in buying it or selling something, or how will they interact with it? And that's kind of activities that we have been able to achieve.
Wow, very impressive. You know, as a winner of the US FinTech Awards Team of the Year for 2021, you and your team are obviously very adept at developing solutions for your clients. But I am curious, what are some of the wildest or I guess weirdest requests that you and your A-team have heard from companies that have sought out Synchron to help them?
Yeah, I don't know what weird requests would be, because we kind of end up with them. That's kind of become the norm for us. The wildest one would be where we received a request from a bank to see if it is possible to transform documents from one structure to the next. So there is, imagine a company switching their 401ks from one bank to the next, for N number of employees. So there is a need for the bank to kind of go through the source document and then translate it into a destination or target document format. This tends to take a lot of time. And what we ended up doing is build a model, which again, built on top of our work in reading and understanding legal documents and things. We built on top of that work that we had done, and we built an accelerator, which uses tools like Longformer and BERT to read these source documents, determine the facts that are present in each of the, let's say, paragraphs and sections. Also understand from sampling a bunch of target documents, what facts and information should be present and available in what other sections, and basically transform the source document into a target document. This way, you will be able to run through a whole lot of documents really, really quickly. A process that used to take months will take maybe a couple of weeks to complete. Is one of the wildest requests that we received. Another case was to build, again, I think we talked about it earlier, where we wanted to transform a model that runs in 40 hours down to much less than that. So this is kind of a couple of examples, and we got a ton more, but yes, these are the couple of ones.
Well, I mean, you guys were successful in both instances, so that's what counts.
Yes.
And, you know, with that being said, though, what are some of the biggest challenges that you and your team face in being able to build and provide solutions?
The biggest challenge of any data science team is data. Availability of good pristine data to build models against. Initially, we started looking at alternatives where we could generate or manufacture data for use, but then we realized that that quickly meant that our models were not really reflective of the real world. So we started to figure out alternatives. We partner with different companies to get hold of, let's say, transactional data or something else. That obviously is scrubbed and things, but we will get those transactional data, which is representative of the real world, and build our models on top of it. Or we work with our banks to kind of anonymize data in their existing data sets so that they will be able to share that information with us. We either work with our clients, get onboarded onto their platform, and work on their data and build these accelerators or solutions. Or we work with them, we have multiple NDAs with different banks, and we use those NDAs to sort of, because of those NDAs, we kind of can get hold of some data from them and build our models on top of that. So this is, the data is kind of the biggest challenge, because computing power, you have tons of it, capabilities and skills, we have tons of it. We have domain understanding and knowledge and everything, but data is kind of the biggest thing that takes up most of our time and trying finding it, processing it, analyzing it, and figuring out what we can do with it.
You know, we talked about this a little bit earlier, but, you know, in the age of COVID-19, where we are now, there's been a really big shift to the mindset of digital first. More from a need perspective than a want. But it's really ramped up digital transformation across the board. And it seems more and more that if you're not really on that path, you run the risk of kind of falling behind. So do you think that because of this, traditional heritage financial services firms will either build or buy firms sporting digital competencies?
Yes. Buying or partnering kind of is the way to go for most banks. And there is a secret third option where they can build that capability in-house because they already have the data. They already have the data about the customer, about the domain, about the transactions, or whatever it is that they are, whatever area that they want to focus on. So it depends on what direction the bank wants to take, buying or partnering or even building in-house. In many of our engagements with our banks, we are building a lot of these capabilities for them as part of their existing tool sets and make that features available or capabilities available for their customers.
Well, wonderful, Anantha. And we are out of time for this episode of Synchron's FinSights from the FinLabs podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today to discuss your enthusiastic A-team and some of the many data science-led projects and solutions that you all have been working on. Keep up the great work, and congratulations again to you and your team for winning the Team of the Year award.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
We're very happy to have you. And of course, thank you to our listeners for tuning in. To learn more about Synchron, head to our website at www.synchron.com. To learn more about Anantha and his A-team, please email media@synchron.com. Stay tuned for a future episode on women in innovation, which will feature global data scientists on the Synchron A-team. And if you like what you've heard here, be sure to like and subscribe and join us next time.